I just uploaded a audio about the Loki series, decoding the Loki series before it even started, because you should be able to do that with anything, because this whole Earth was written before it even started. It was finished before it started. And so it's on the Spreaker series. But anyway, long story short, everything's Genesis 3, and what did the devil do? He was more subtle than any beast of the field, so he pretty much, if you unfold the word subtle, he actually I think he can affect time. I can't prove that yet, but I think the devil, and so the reason he had to use Eve, think about what the devil was doing. The devil wanted to use Eve to try to get to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life and death. The devil knew that he was going to be destroyed because he was kicked out. And so he wanted to use Adam and Eve to pull them to the dark side and then use the knowledge that they got. Long story short, every movie, every song, every nursery rhyme, everything, every book, everything fits inside the script. The script's your script. And the reason it's your script is because it was written about Jesus. It's his script. It's all about revealing Jesus. And so the pride of man doesn't want anybody to be above them. Whether it's the pride of the devil, pride of man, they want to usurp God. They want to try to usurp Jesus. But actually, in him, we live and breathe and have our being. So everything, by him, all things consist. So just like the master wanted to destroy the doctor when the master realized that he's a derivative of the doctor. But he can't destroy the doctor because he is a derivative. And so he had to trick the doctor to try to destroy herself. And so the devil can't trick God. So he's trying to trick man to destroy the earth. So, you know, that's all it is in a nutshell. There's nothing new. It's just like your flesh mind. Your flesh mind tries to get you to destroy yourself. You just need to drink one more beer. You just need to smoke one more cigarette. You just need to drive a little bit faster. You need to usurp your authority in your life. You need to leave that husband. You need to rebel against the authority in your life, the government or whatever. So the flesh mind is no different than the devil. The flesh mind wants you to destroy your own self. But the spirit mind wants growth and healthiness and wholeness. But as long as you're in the flesh mind, you will just sleep another hour, be lazy. You know, the flesh mind always wants to destroy its host. But the spirit mind wants to grow the host. It's so clear. When you really spend enough years meditating on the truth, it all fits. It's all the puzzle pieces fit.